Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today's story is actually about my own first cousin. May he rest in peace. Passed away a couple of years ago. His name was Richard Stone, and he was actually a senator in the United States Congress from the state of Florida for one term, which was 6 years. And this story happened, if I'm not mistaken, before he was a senator. One time, Richard Stone was in Manhattan, in New York, and he was there with his daughter, who was a little girl. They were walking down the street, and all of a sudden, the little girl came running up to her father. She had been behind him for a little while, and she was crying. And Mr. Stone asked his daughter, "Why are you crying?" And she said, "Well, because someone asked me if I was Jewish, and I said no. And I feel terrible that I said no. Of course I'm Jewish." So he said, "Who asked you?" "Well, there was a young man who was standing next to an RV, like a kind of a camper, and he was speaking to different people about whatever, and he asked me if I'm Jewish. And I was kind of confused. Nobody ever asked me that question before like that. And I said no, but now I'm very upset because, of course, I'm Jewish and I'm very proud of it." "Well," said Mr. Stone, "then let's go back and tell him." And so he took his daughter by the hand and they walked back to the mitzvah tank. Now, what is a mitzvah tank? A mitzvah tank is some kind of a vehicle. It might be a camper. It might be just a pickup truck. It might even just be a car, but it is set up specially to help people do mitzvahs, and especially this type of mitzvah tank was actually a camper of some kind, and there were some young yeshiva men who were manning it in Manhattan, and they had parked it on the side of the road, and they were speaking to people as they walked up and down the sidewalk and asking them if they were Jewish. If they were, they would invite them, if it was a man, to come in to put on tefillin, or if it was a lady, to take a Shabbos candle to light on Friday night before sundown, or they would give them other brochures to read about mitzvahs, and they would try to help them become closer to their Judaism and to do more mitzvahs. And so, there they were. And sure enough, there was the young man who had asked the little girl, she was Jewish, and she pointed, and she said, "That's the person. Okay, so let's go over and tell him," said Mr. Stone. And they walked over, and Mr. Stone said to the young yeshiva bacher, "My daughter would like to tell you something." And so she said, "I am Jewish. You asked me if I was Jewish, and I was kind of confused by the question. I didn't expect it, and therefore, for some reason, I said no, but actually, I'm Jewish, and I'm very proud." "Very nice," said the yeshiva bacher. "Thank you very much for telling me that." And then he turned to Mr. Stone, and he said, "Are you also Jewish?" "Yes, of course I am," said Mr. Stone. "Well, would you like to put on tefillin?" the bacher said to him. So Mr. Stone, at that time, although he was raised in a traditional home, he did not put on tefillin every day. But because he wanted to show his daughter how proud he was of being Jewish, on that particular day he said, "Okay, yes, I will put on tefillin." And in they went into the mitzvah tank, and he put on tefillin, and that was pretty much the adventure. Except that although he didn't put on tefillin very often, now that he put on tefillin once in front of his daughter in the mitzvah tank, and with such pride, he began a little bit more to put on tefillin a little bit more often. And over the next few years, he did it more often and more often until about 5 years later, he was putting on tefillin every single day, and he became quite observant. Well, this had, of course, a big effect not only on him and on his family, but on many other people also. And so this is the way that mitzvahs work. When we do one mitzvah, as the Gemara says, it leads along another mitzvah after it. And we do another mitzvah, and that brings another mitzvah, and another mitzvah, and another mitzvah. So the more mitzvahs we do, the more mitzvahs we will do. And this also applies to the mitzvah of Avos Yisrael, of loving our fellow Jew. That if we meet somebody who is not very involved in mitzvahs, we can encourage them to be a little bit more involved in mitzvahs. And even one mitzvah that a person can do can little by little lead to changing their life in a very big and wonderful way. One mitzvah is very precious, two mitzvahs is even more precious. And in this way, by gently and with warmth and love, encouraging people that we know to do more and more mitzvahs, and encouraging ourselves to do more and more mitzvahs, this will surely bring Mashiach so much quicker. Thank you for joining us for the story of the day.